A Boundless Reservoir. Well, good evening. It's a little later today. Actually, it's quite late, but anyway, that's okay. Been having some issues with work and trying to get some things finished up. But one thing's for sure, though, it seems as though that colder weather is on the horizon. Was talking to somebody this evening, talking about how it's supposed to get pretty cold here in North Carolina. So I guess grab some extra blankets and cut the heat up or the fireplace. It's coming. Of course, we've got New Year's Eve. So also with that, looks like collard greens and black eyed peas may be on the menu for this time of year as well. Just wanted to share something quickly with everyone that kind of makes some clarity as far as where, even in the sense of where the new year is on everybody's radar of probably resolutions or things that may change or whatever that can be forecast for your life. A lot of times people will make statements of losing weight, money management, you know, going into on a nice vacation, however that looks. But, you know, again, I feel that probably for us, as we look at in the past and even our relationship with the Lord, that there is something that takes root there. And it takes hold of us in a way that never changes. So always a delight and grateful to be reminded of the relationship that we share in Christ, and know that it's always available. He is always available, and that things never change, even in the times of our life that change from year to year. And, you know, one of the hardest things for me to kind of comprehend whenever the new year comes in is we'll be writing, I guess, for or typing 2025, you know, whenever you put a date down or write a check. Not that writing a check is really that something that we do that often anymore. But the passage for today is out of Isaiah chapter 11. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1 through 2. It says this: "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, and the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." Many times in our life, we have witnessed what may have appeared to be the finality of something, either through some personal experience or maybe even from afar. Either way, when there is a sense of all hope being lost, it is a place of uncertainty. And we find ourselves even now in a season where things are coming to the end for 2024, and also a season of celebration. You know, we come together with family, with friends, near and distance, and there's joy that we get to share. And with that, the opportunity, of course, you know, and knowing that even with this year concluding, I think that we are reminded that we have hope and we have peace that does surpass. And as it may appear in the here and now, there was a time where it did appear differently. You see, the Davidic dynasty would be a stump after God's judgment. Those sons of David would become as desolate as the dirt they walked on. And even in the midst of such a tragedy, there is a shoot. There is life. And there was still hope in the stump of Jesse. The shoot represents Jesus the Messiah, our Savior, Redeemer. And oh, the fruit that should come from him is bountiful. So we praise his holy name forevermore. In what appeared to be the finality of morality or mortality, man was restored to an everlasting promise. May we, even now as we close 2024 and as we celebrate and enjoy our future that the shoot provided. So we take joy and we take hope in what Christ has given for us by his sacrifice on the cross. And you know, I am reminded again of how even as things seem in man's visibility, in man's way of looking at things, that there is an end. That's not always the case with how God works. We are limited, as we've described, but God is not. And so we are grateful that he knows the future, even when we don't know exactly what the future holds. A boundless reservoir. My name is Chris Norris. Today was a little bit shorter. I hope to speak with you again tomorrow.